Okay, we'll call to order the Board of Works for September the 9th. If you've had a chance to read the minutes from the August 26th meeting, we need a motion to approve those.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to City Department Head Reports.
He beat you to the punch in the dust.
I said that corner right there.
City Inspector, we've had, since the last meeting, we've had 50 violations, 25 grass, and 3 junks violations. And also, the 5 houses we had on the demolition list are removed, and the property looks, all of them look very good, so.
I'm sure.
And you asked me last meeting about having a book. You should still have the book I gave you last year, but I've got probably about 30 more houses to put on that, so.
Okay.
I'm going to update it, and I'll give you.
Well, there's a particular house in my neighborhood, you know.
I'm
know which one I'm talking about.
Yep, so, all right, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Phil.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. To date, we've had 145 services for the year. 9 of them happened so far in September. And while I got this public forum, I wanted to thank the guys at the Water Department came out. Kirk Bushy and Stan Eck got some fellas to come out and work on some drains for us in the cemetery, build them up, made them look real nice. And
oh, good.
I'd like to thank those fellas and all the ones that were involved with that really helped us out. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny.
Bryce Anderson, Street Department. We sent out quotes for a trash truck or rear packer, and they have been. We've had a couple returned, and I will present those at the next Board of Works on the 23rd.
Okay. And you also checked on totes, correct?
They're ordered.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when they'll be here?
Probably about 4 more weeks.
Okay. Bryce.
Steve Beeman, Parks Department. The demo will start tomorrow. If you
the what now?
The demo.
The demo starts tomorrow?
Yeah, they came today and unloaded track hose and their equipment. We have a meeting in the morning at 8:30 with representatives from RSIS, okay. Mr. Mizak, John, the mayor, myself. So we don't know what the timeline is, a couple weeks, but we'll know more tomorrow about their outline. So we're really excited that now it's starting.
Yeah, great. I can see it on your face.
Thanks, Steve.
Mr. Barmas, Animal Shelter. We ended August with 40 dogs or animals coming through the door and 46 going out. So
that's an improvement. That's
we're
good.
We're 6 less than we were.
Minus 6. I like that.
Yeah. And so far in September, we have 2 new volunteers, 4 reclaims. 3 cats have went out, 2 kittens have gone out, 3 dogs, and 1 dog has been surrendered. Animals that have come through the door, 14. Animals that have left, 12. It takes 2 away from my 6.
All right, thanks, yeah. Turner.
I have this visual picture of this dog surrendering. Yeah. The paws are up. And it's
like, it's like Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 1,802 runs for the year. As of yesterday, we had new leaf springs put in engine 2. We had a couple of leaf springs that were broken, and we have a compressor motor on tower 1. It's getting ready to be replaced, and we're getting ready for fire prevention.
Oh, that's Gordon.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are up to about 7,700 calls for the year, which is about normal. I want to report, I had the opportunity last week to go to the Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police conference for 2 days. That was a training session on making Indiana schools safer, and it was a really good training. I spoke before about the ALICE training, which is one of the subjects that we talked about up there, which as well, starting tonight, they're actually out there right now throughout the week at Lincoln High School and Clark Middle School. If anybody's been in that area this evening, there are a whole lot of state police and city police cars out that way. They're doing We're doing joint training with the state police and the schools throughout the whole week for active shooter type training. That's been the name of the game here. These last few weeks, we've really had a lot of training come together here all at once, which has been a challenge, but it's great, and it's keeping our guys informed. Tomorrow, Hope's Voice, I wanted to mention Marcy Arango. They were gracious enough that they brought a really good speaker in tomorrow, whose name escapes me. She's coming in tomorrow to do some training with local law enforcement and Child Protective Services on domestic violence investigation. And so that's a good thing. We've really been blessed lately with a lot of good training in the area. So I'm happy about that. I also wanted to mention John O'Brien is out on his own as of today. So he is a single man car now, which we always look forward to. You know, it takes a considerable amount of time to get him there, and he's going to be a fine officer. He's done a good job, so he's released from his field training program and will be out in the car on his own. The only other thing I'd mention is promotional testing for the department continues through the month. We're looking at the oral interviews September 21st and 22nd at the department, and the following weekend on the 28th is our written test. So and again, all the pieces of the puzzle come together so that we can form our promotional list to promote. Thank you.
Thanks, Dustin.
Thanks, Dustin.
John Sprague, City Engineer. Most of what I've been working on the last 2 weeks is a little further down on the agenda, so I'll save that for that. One thing I did wanted to ask was with regard to the paving contract. Do I have the authority to authorize change orders for additional streets and things like that and time frame, or is that something that I have to bring back here every 2 weeks?
I would think that that could be brought to the mayor. And would you
okay.
agree?
Okay, we're going to be adding some crack sealing on Hart Street, and we're going to be adding about four blocks of paving the contract. So
and that's due to bidding it out. And
right, we got a good price and it came in that amount below crack sealing plus four blocks underneath what our budget was. So, all right.
Good deal.
Okay, we'll move on to old business. First up is resident only parking sign, 810 Broadway, Daniela Harner.
Hello.
I know last time you were here, we told you that we would look into it and then try to make a decision today. I've made a few phone calls. I think you guys looked into this. Have any?
Well, I think what we found in discovery was that the parking in that area is compromised, and there's while we're not ordinarily used to making resident only parking as a rule, that there does seem to be a need for that due to the congestion in that area. So and you had discussed previously about the cost of the sign and the fee involved in that, so
and you're good with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve a resident-only parking sign at 810 Broadway.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Where do we go? We're all like
the clerk treasurer's office.
Yeah. Oh, where?
The clerk treasurer's office right is right there? Next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next up is Vincennes University 3rd Street proposal. Rick Davis
and company.
I'm Rick Davis, Andrew Young,
and John, the three amigos.
He's prepared a proposal for that and accept that. We'll contact for parking.
Okay. And you want to summarize?
Yeah, I can go ahead and summarize. Basically, what we've agreed on is making 3rd Street two ways from St. Clair to college. Originally, they were requesting to go to Scott Street, but through our evaluation process, we determined that, or found out that the railroad crossings are only signed for one way, mm-hmm. and it's going to take a great deal of finance and additional work for that. So we're going to stop it at college. 3rd and 4th Street will both be the same setup as far as traffic direction go, or okay. opposites, I guess.
Okay.
We're going to look into what it takes to change those crossings to two-way crossings.
So that might be a separate proposal
right,
later.
That'll be, mm. that's okay. long, if ever. Mm. So two ways from St. Clair to college. And then additionally, there's going to be no on-street parking from Sycamore to Scott.
Okay.
There will be parking allowed the very first block from St. Clair to Sycamore. There are three houses on 3rd Street that are not owned by VU in that limit. Two of them have off-street parking on that property, so I contacted them and they were okay with removing on-street parking. The third property does not have off-street parking available, so VU is going to be contacting them and granting them a parking passes so they can use the parking lot that's right across the street from them.
Okay.
And I've been in conversation with that homeowner, and they're okay with that proposal as well. So that summary, everybody's on board with, and that's kind of what we're okay. our final proposal is here.
Okay. So I think that for simplicity's sake, since we'll be admitting this document, Dave, as part of the record, that we'll just make a proposal that we approve the engineer's assessment of the 3rd Street project as presented by VU, if that sounds all right.
So this is a 90-day trial.
Okay. Yes, correct. Yeah, that would be noted as 90-day trial, that the council actually formally changed the law of, since that's what is required for street direction. So that would be my proposal, that we accept the engineer's assessment of the 3rd Street project presented by Vincennes University Engineering.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good work. Good work on all your parts. Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. First up is Vincennes Lincoln Homecoming Parade.
Okay, that's not Carly Tibbs.
My name is
Colton. You're just everywhere, man. You should run for like city council or something. I see you like every month. Yeah.
My name is Colton Juneau. I'm the president of the Lincoln High School Student Council. In preparation for the 2013 Vincennes Lincoln High School Homecoming Celebration, we will need some assistance from various departments in the community. The Homecoming Parade will take place on Friday, October 4th, 2013 at 3:45 p.m. The parade lineup will start at 2 p.m. at Culvertson and 1st Street from Broadway to Shelby. The parade will follow the normal parade route that goes from Hart to 5th to Main to 2nd and then back to the lineup areas. In order for the parade to take place at 3:45 p.m., we ask that the street department put up signs saying the parade route should be cleared of parked cars by noon on October 4th. And we also ask that the police department help with street blocking.
And you're going to, Cheryl, he's going to help you with the parade lineup. You're going to, or you don't do this one, do you? You don't have to do this one. Yeah, that's great. Right. So, okay.
And
so,
will you mainly be using 1st Street for lineup?
We use 1st and then Culbertson.
You use 1st Street
at the beginning of it. That there's room for them. Okay.
Okay. Great. Look, you've drawn the attention of the city engineer now, saying, is it?
For the lineup, it's Culbertson and then 1st Street from Broadway to Shelby. Parade will go from Hart, 5th to Main to 2nd.
Right.
Back okay, to the so lineup you want area.
No.
Okay, no.
I'm thinking about paving. Is this about the time we're going to...
Oh, okay.
We're paving Shelby, Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will just...
Okay. All right. So, I'm approving or making a motion that we approve the Vincent's Lincoln Homecoming Parade route and set up areas with the aforementioned assistance of the street and police department. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Good job, Colton. Good seeing.
Next is Second Street at College Avenue Street Closing. Kevin Short.
And you're not Kevin Short.
I got a call a couple weeks ago from PPMI Construction. They're installing a steam line for Vincennes University. We received preliminary approval from the board last week, so the road's actually closed today. They put up a detour route per my recommendations, and I worked with them this morning on getting the road closed and everything, so everything's going very well. We just got on the agenda for the formal approval, and that's what we're here for today.
We're just rubber stamps, Steve. I guess did you get all that? Okay, so we are formally approving the closing of Second Street and College intersection for the installation of steam heat for Vincennes University. For 1 week?
Hopefully just 1 week.
Hopefully, I'll put that in there. Hopefully 1 week.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Wait, hang on a minute. But
they have Second Street blocked off from Indianapolis to Harrison, but the construction is actually taking place at Second and College, and they also have College closed from Third to Second. Right.
By the way, your cell phone told my iPad that you were here. I was glad to know that they are communicating with each other. Yeah. So. Yes. I mean, obviously, we've had Jenny. We've got press information about that in the paper. I mean, is that okay? I mean, obviously, you didn't have a paper today. So, I mean, is that on the radio that we?
PPMI said that they were the ones that contacted the media. I contacted fire and police.
Okay. Cheryl, you might. Yeah, Cheryl, why don't you? Yeah, but yeah, let's make sure that the. Yeah. That's a busy street, so.
Yeah.
A slow, busy street. Yeah. Go 20. Go 20. Go 20 where you can. All right, so do we make. I guess we forestalled the vote because Dave had interjection there. So we've got a first and a second. So Mayor, back to the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
What if we'd said no? I mean, what is that?
We'd have a big hole in Second Street. We'd be driving.
We'd have a big hole in Second Street. I'd be patching that up. We didn't even call you up here yet. You're already in a hurry? Is that the you're getting ready to string those brows right now before we finish the meeting or what? Okay.
Next is Brawls Across the Roll Bash Street Closing.
Yeah, I'm Lindsay Rourke with the hospital, and we had come previously to just get permission to actually have the event, and now we have to have the street closed. It is Patrick Henry Drive between 2nd Street and Main, so just the area that is usually closed for the chili cook-off or the watermelon fest. So now we're at that point in realizing that I guess we need your approval.
That, you know, apparently that goes without saying around here. And then so now do you need the street department to block those, or will you use Browse to block the?
We're gonna ask the street department to go ahead and help us with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save all the Browse for the bridge. Right?
Correct. The event is actually from 10 to 1, but we're going to have people setting up starting around 7 a.m. So we're wanting it closed off around 7 and like 7 to 1 instead of just during the. Okay. Just during the event times.
Right. And you guys have had tremendous publicity for this. I mean, this is an honest question. I mean, are you getting an adequate number of support for?
Absolutely. Our survivor walk, I think we're up to 40 survivors. So,
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the closing of the Patrick Henry Square area for the event known as Bras Across the Wabash. Go ahead. I
You taught me, man.
Mountains and bros.
I said I wanted to be correct during this, and now you're done.
I'll second the motion.
Jenny, you have your headline. if you're paying attention. No.
21st, right?
Yes.
September 21st. Mm-hmm.
So I guess I was the first and second, and we're voting now. So.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Steve said it was unanimous support.
Unbelievable.
Okay, next.
Maybe sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. You know that, right? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so it actually was a serious discussion. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, absolutely. Okay.
I was
just reacting to the apparent double entendre that was being thrown out there. So like,
and I don't think
they're not going to block the bridge.
You're not actually closing the bridge. They're just hanging.
Just hanging bras on it. We're not closing it.
They're not closing it.
Basically, everybody was worried about that. Lindsay.
She just left. Okay. Next is second nib lack contract amendment. I'm going to suggest that we table this until the engine city engineers.
Yeah, I've seen the contract, but I haven't had a chance to see what all is like the man hour justification, a lot of the details behind that contract.
Okay.
We'll just leave that table.
Okay,
all right.
Next is workman's comp renewal. We have two proposals for renewal. We've got proposals from Burkhart as well as German American. I'll call Burkhart up first.
Hello, Margie Quarterman with Burkhart Insurance. I think you do have the proposal there for workers' compensation coverage beginning on September 15th through Burkhart Insurance Agency as the agent, with Bituminous Insurance Company being the insurance carrier. They are an A-plus rated carrier. We do have $1 million worth of employer's liability, and the annual premium is $107,413.
Do you have anything you need to add, or we'll bring
unless
up.
You have any questions?
Do you have any questions, or
I think so.
And I did ask you to get to look at, there may be some stuff that we're insured for that we may not need to be insured for.
Exactly, so. With the police and fire departments.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
they actually qualify for medical only coverage. And that is an option, you know, that we can discuss. I think you and I have already talked about that, and we had several questions. But it looks like that is an option, and that does save about $20,000 a year.
Okay. Thanks.
Next is, we have JM with German American.
Good evening. I'm J.M. Veek with German American Insurance. Our proposal is with IPEP, Drew Downey Insurance, Public Risk Insurance Brokers, as it has been for the last several years. And our premium is based on our last audited payroll from the auditor's or the clerk's office. And our renewal premium, based on those rates, is $124,123. The experience modification factor this year is 0.86, which is very, very good. And I want to talk to that just a little bit. I do have, and we checked with the state, that the city is eligible for the street, or not the street, the police and fire departments to provide medical only coverage through the work comp. It was during, and that is the way we used to have it previously. Mm-hmm. During the Baldwin administration, Mayor Baldwin wanted it so that we covered both medical and the indemnity portion, meaning lost wages and so forth. And I don't know the reason for that, but that was his desire to do that, and we complied with that request. And I forget what year that was, but really doesn't make any difference. But we did comply with that request. That savings would be roughly $34,000-$35,000. It would bring that down to $89,260 by going medical only. I do want to comment just a little bit on the insurance coverages provided by Downey. When I first started writing the insurance for the city, the work comp insurance for the city of Vincennes, the claims were pretty bad. And that was due to a number of factors. It doesn't make any difference. But they ended up having an experience modification factor of approximately 220, which means that everybody starts off with one. That should be your projected goal, is to be at a 1.0 factor or better. And that means we're 220% worse than the average municipality in the state of Indiana.
This was back when you first started on the project.
That has a tail on it. So okay. It was actually the year after.
Okay.
And at that time, the carrier said, "Hey, this is just going nowhere. We've got a loss ratio of 222%, which means that they're paying out $2.22 for every dollar that they took in premium." And they agreed, under certain conditions, that they would stay on the risk. Some of those conditions were attendance by employees at safety meetings, and we agreed to that. Mayor Mooney at the time assured them that we would have sign-ins and we would get employees there, and we did that. And Downey has 3 full-time people who put on safety seminars, etc., for various departments. Some of them, we did a few citywide meetings. We did most of them by department. Most of the departments recall having some of those safety meetings, and those are not without an expense to Downey. So we did that, and we also agreed that every time there was a claim, and we did this for several years up until the Baldwin administration, to meet with each city employee that had a work comp claim. And we only asked 3 questions, basically. We asked how it happened, could it have been prevented, and do you know any other way that we could prevent this from happening in the future? And the loss ratio started to turn around. I've got all those loss figures for you, I mean those loss ratios. But at the time, with the state rates, the premiums were almost $300,000. Actually, they were $300,000. Mark, you were on a council back then. Right. You remember that. And it takes 3 to 5 years to rehabilitate a risk once it becomes that bad.
Right.
And we did rehabilitate that. Our loss ratio was 222% at that time. I told you that. And it went down. It started when we started doing the safety meetings and interviewing each employee. That started to improve. It went from 222 to 156, down to 52, 26. We even had 1 year, the final year that the premium was $300,000, we had a 4% loss ratio. And that has helped us go down. Our work comp mod started to reduce from the 217, down to like the 180, 178, 150, 120, to where we dropped below. In 4 years, we dropped to 0.95, and it's been there ever since. So if we had, another point is that at the time it got to be that way, the 222%, and Downey said, "Hey, we're not going to renew this unless you take drastic steps to turn this around, and we're going to help you do that. They advertised for they went out to bids, and they advertised for bids, and nobody wanted it. I mean, there was absolutely no carrier wanted it. If Downey had refused to offer us a renewal, we'd have had to go to the assigned risk pool. And the surcharge for doing that is 25%. Mm-hmm. So they saved us $75,000 a year for at least 4 to 5 years mm-hmm. by not making us go to the pool when there was nobody else out there to do that. So I think what I would like to point out to you is that they have been good to us when they were losing money, a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I'd hate to see the city switch carriers when they've been good. You know, there were 4 years when the premium was $106,000. I think last year was like $118,000, if my memory serves me correctly. And this year is $124,000. And if we want to go back to the way we did it before and have the police and fire under, you know, we can save another $34,000 or $35,000 to that figure I gave you. So I would just ask you to consider that very strongly in your decision. So, and I can provide you with the exact figures if you'd like to see them. I have those year in and year out, what that's been, the loss ratios, the risk modification factors, etc., for your analysis if you would like that.
Okay.
So,
and I apologize due to the time because this is actually due before our next
next meeting, right?
Board of Works, so a decision has to be made now. But you also agree that if we drop that extra coverage we don't need, that can be changed?
You don't have to make that decision today.
All right.
We can decide to do that, you know, next week, whatever. That's fine. That's not a problem.
My recommendation is going to be, how about if we stay with what we have now?
Okay.
Give us more time to look at extra coverage that maybe we can cut.
It would cut $35,000.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
And if you have any questions, we can get together and I can provide you with all the statistics.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'll get with you, and then I want to see the difference in
everything. And I also want to add, both of you, or all of you, have been familiar with Mr. Ackerman from Downey. He apologized mm-hmm. for not being able here mm-hmm. to be here. He just had a hip replaced by last Wednesday.
I'm sorry.
So he apologizes for not being able to attend. No, an old sports injury.
Okay, the motion was to, for now, stay with the existing company until we look into this further.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Mayor, Bob Davison from Downey was in my office today, though.
Was that
Downey Corp? Yeah, they were seeing what we've done since last September 9th. So.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Yep.
Thanks. We will move to miscellaneous. We have AT&T Street Cut, and I think
Hello, my name is Todd Moore. I'm with AT&T. I'm a design engineer. I'm up here to propose a street cut on 2nd Street in front of the George Rogers Clark Memorial.
Okay.
The cable that's feeding their facility. It's basically deteriorated to the point we can't sustain service. I've got to place a conduit and try to put a new cable in. Talked with John, Craig City.
Okay.
So we went out there today.
Okay.
Probably. And he's informed you how the street has to be put back.
Yeah, okay. I went over all that, and I'll make sure my contract.
Okay. So when would you be doing this?
I got to do this as soon as I can.
Okay.
They're losing their service, basically when it rains. I think what happened was several years ago before I was here.
Mm.
When you go out and look today, and the old cable is located, sewer man. Go try to rod that conduit.
Okay.
Somewhere down the road or a long time ago, it set on there. Now it's
okay. So you basically you're just asking for permission to cut the street. You wouldn't be closing it, or you would be closing it or not?
I don't think I'll have to close it. I think what I can do is, you know, I can may have to close half of during the day.
Right.
You know, and get that side fixed and then come back the next day.
Sure.
Do the other side. Now, if you're familiar with that, there's a pull-off in front of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to dig a pit there over the existing conduit, and that'll probably be, you know, barricaded off. Probably, I'd say, overnight, because there's some coordination with, you know, we have to dig up the old conduit, cut it.
Mm.
Then we've got to try to rod the new cable into the building, and then the following day, splicers have to come and try to cut it.
Okay. And the park is aware of your plans?
I mean, I've been in contact with them.
Right. I figured you had, but yeah. So, okay. They're happy to see you come.
They are. It's been going on for a while.
Right. Okay. So the board will motion to approve AT&T street cut on 2nd Street under the guidance of the city engineer as previously discussed. I think that's all we need.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great, thank you.
Thanks. Next up is Pioneer Oil Agreement, and I have a question for council. Should this be the council before Water Works?
I don't think it makes any difference if the city's committing to that. The support of the council always has
financial appropriated. So we would be making a proposal that they would subsequently have to endorse financially.
Have to be funded through
the
mayor's budget or
right. You understand.
And this is essentially an agreement that a KCDC and the city has agreed to give financial incentives to Pioneer to locate on our Main Street. City's portion is roughly $20,000 a year for 5 years.
Okay. So I'll make the motion, as previously stated by the mayor, that the City of Vincennes support the joint effort with KCDC to provide incentives for Pioneer Oil to relocate into downtown Vincennes to the tune of $20,000 a year for a five-year period of time.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. If nothing else.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.